Superintendent of the Mexico School District, Dr. Troy Lentz. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Matt.
Glad to have you in here this morning. Of course, Board of Education meeting was held last night. I think the big thing was that election results were certified.
Yeah. Last night we certified the election results, and we welcomed John Calhoun to the board, and Scott Nichols retained his seat. And I'm thankful for anybody that runs for public office, and I'm thankful for Scott and John for taking that on. I think school board is probably one of the most important roles in a community, and look forward to working with them this year.
Also, a reorganization of the board that happens after every election, and officers elected. Tell us who was elected president and vice president.
Yeah, it's always a little nerve-wracking as a superintendent because they shuffle the deck on you once a year. But Jessica Eckern will remain as school board president. Michelle Stevens will be our new vice president. And also, really like to thank our outgoing board member, Nicole John, for the service that she put in. And if you do multiple terms on a school board, you've paid your dues and you've really done a service to your community. I don't think a lot of people understand some of the decisions that have to be made, and it is servant leadership in the truest form. So thanks, Nicole.
6 years for Nicole John, as a matter of fact, 2 terms on the Board of Education. I know a lot of people have been asking me as they're driving over towards the high school, what's going on with the softball field over there? Can you kind of give us an update on that this morning?
Sure. Last April, the community approved the bond issue, and in that, there's a lot of worthwhile projects, and one of them is the softball field. We're going to have turf on the softball field. That project is moving along as scheduled. There was a kind of a question of what to do about the fence or the hill on the left field side. It's just a unique way that our softball field sits down below the football stadium, and we the engineers thought it'd be best to get contractor hired and then look at ideas that they could do. So it wasn't quite in the scope of work on the original bid, but we had an option to either leave it as grass, which would be extremely difficult to keep up given the size of it and the slope of it, and we'd hate to get grass clippings all over our new turf, or we could rock it with gravel. Or they could also put turf on that hillside. So the board decided to put turf on the hillside. The fence that's at the top of that hill will be removed. And I think it'll be a really neat feature. I think it'll make our field unique. And it'll be, I think you could put a blanket out there. You could watch the game from a different vantage point. So I'm excited about it. And I think it's just going to make it a nicer facility, a nicer venue for our kids and the teams that we host.
Any idea when that's expected to be complete?
Yeah, the deadline for it was June 6th, and by all indications that we're moving right along. They have the turf has been procured. You know, it's sometimes there's supply chain issues. We're not seeing that with this turf. So and the folks that are doing it, this is not their only project, so they want to be finished at Mexico. They want to be able to move on and keep their schedule for the summer. So I think we'll have that one done on time and beneath the original budget for what it was supposed to cost.
Absolutely. I know a lot of other people are asking me too about the conference search. That's something that you had talked about last time you were in.
Yeah.
I believe you guys had another meeting this month. Just kind of update us about that, if you will.
Sure. Yeah, we're not quite across the finish line, but nobody has dropped out of the race, so to speak. So, talked about board reorganization. A lot of us reorganized our boards. A lot of us welcome new board members. So I think sometimes you have to restart conversations. So I think not every superintendent was quite at the point to put their name on the line and commit, but we're still in talks about forming a new 10-team conference.
All right. You had a little fun yesterday over at McMillan, as I understand.
I sure did. I want to thank the VA for letting us come out. They put on an Easter egg hunt for the kids at McMillan. Had a great time out there. The kids sang a patriotic song to the veterans. The director of the VA said that our kindergartners that were there in the afternoon did the best job he's ever seen of anyone ever saying the Pledge of Allegiance. So shout out to those kindergartners. And I really want to thank the Easter Bunny. The Easter Bunny hopped on by and made sure that the kids had a great day. And I had fun when I was out there in the morning with them. So it's a fun time of year.
That is super awesome. I know coming up on May 1st, there is going to be a meeting that the public's going to be invited to.
Yeah.
Continuous School Improvement Plan. Did I get that acronym?
You got it right.
All right. Yeah. Tell us about that.
So we had a meeting in the fall, and now we're going to follow that up with a second meeting in the spring. We did some surveys. We'd like to share that with our CSIP committee. We're going to look at some of our academic achievement data and actually get to work on writing some revisions. So I'd like to have a revised CSIP to present to the board in June. Love to see people at the meeting on May 1st. Stay tuned for more details.
All right. We will be excited for that. And as always, we appreciate you stopping by and getting us updated.
Thanks, Matt.